Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. It's time to recognize and honor an everyday hero. Everyday hero is when we here at Wisconsin's Morning News celebrate an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea that one morning when they got up that they would be saving a life. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care, Azura Memory Care. So today, Vince, we head to Cleveland, Ohio. John Stigovich, he could have kept driving. He could have just called 911. But he didn't. He saw a house fire, and he stopped his car.
He had to save the baby. That's how it was going to be.
All right, so let's back up here. Here's what happened. He sees this house fire. He stops his car, gets out. He sees mom in the front yard with a baby girl. The baby's twin still in the house.
No.
The mother was sitting on the tree lawn with her one baby, and I asked her if she was all right, and she said, my baby's still in the house, and I was thinking to myself, oh, my God.
Stigovich tells Fox 8 in Cleveland that he had to go in. Had to. He runs into the house. It's getting smoky. He can't find her. Cannot find the child. So he runs back out.
Came back out, asked her where the baby was. She told me next to the kitchen by the baby gate.
Okay, so next to the kitchen by the baby gate. Okay, got it. Like, he has to go through this process.
This is not his house. He didn't know where he's going.
Yeah, and the house is blazing.
And it was getting so bad in there. I was getting ready to leave, actually, and the baby cried, or it made a sound. So I said, oh, my, you know, I'm thinking to myself, the baby's right here. So I just lurched forward. My arm went across his leg. I grabbed it by the leg, and we were both out.
Yes. Grabs the baby, runs out of the house with the child, who, this little girl, by the way, only suffered some smoke inhalation, light burns on her cheek, her arm, and her knee. Otherwise, is okay. And this was an intense fire, by the way. By the time the fire crews got there, which was after this, two firefighters were hurt. A porch fell on them. And so one of the firefighters actually trapped. The chief is like, there's no way that kid would have survived without John Stigovich. He says there's no way. His reaction to the outpouring of love that's come for him now.
Everybody just calling and saying how great of a job it was. But, I mean, I would do it for anybody. It doesn't matter. And I would hope somebody would do it for me. That baby gets to live today.
That's right. Because of you, John. John Stigovich, thank you for being an everyday hero. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Green Bay Packers set to continue OTAs, organized team activities, today in Green Bay. Christian Watson, wide receiver entering his third season with the Packers. Tremendous talent, but dogged by injuries. Spent time not only rehabbing and working on his perpetually injured hamstrings, but also working to understand his body better.
I definitely feel like I'm at 100% just in terms of what I'm able to do on the football field right now. But, I mean, there's still a little bit of asymmetry there, and that's just something I'm attacking, with the training staff and the weight room. But it's not enough, to hold me back from anything. Obviously, just got to continue to get that right so there's not any risks in the future.
I mean, at least he's got a plan now, right? I mean, he knows he's prone to this particular injury. So he got scienced up a bit. Apparently met with specialists at UW-Madison to see specifically, why is this happening to me more often than a typical player?
What's
right?
wrong with me?
And what can I do to mitigate that risk? So he is That's working on that. I mean, if we can have that dude healthy for the bulk of the season, that would be pretty good. Packers wrap up after today and then resume OTAs once again next week, Tuesday. And the Brewers with a day off today on their 9-game road trip, finishing the series with Miami Wednesday night.
3-1. This is hit in the air down the right field line. Churio looking up. It is gone. Fastball down the middle at 94, and Jazz Chisholm Jr. has hit his seventh home run of the season. It's a leadoff blast here in the bottom of the first, and the Marlins take a 1-0 lead.
And that's all I got.
And there's your end of the story.
Brewers just four hits on the night, no runs. They lost to the Marlins 1-0. Got a weekend series with the Red Sox in Boston. 6:10 will be the first pitch tomorrow night from Fenway Park right here on WTMJ.
Interested to get Jen Latta's take on this. I like this. This makes me like a superstar even more. His name is Bryce Harper. Of course, Major League ball player, plays for the Phillies. Pretty remarkable player. So Bryce Harper asked a girl to prom for someone else.
Okay, glad you clarified there. As ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta joins us in the studio now.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm a huge Bryce Harper fan. We've had him on game day. He's a big Ohio State fan, so when we have been in Columbus, he has been nice enough to be our guest picker on the show. He's got a great personality. He's just like really magnetic, and you can see that on the field with the success that he has. But this was kind of cool, and we asked on our show, like, who's the Wisconsin athlete that you could see doing this? And we said there's a matrix, right? There's like who you would want to do it, right? Like Giannis. But would Giannis do it? I don't know. He's very private, a little protective
of
his space.
Tough to get to, right?
Bobby Portis. Bobby is not as popular as Giannis, but he's close, and he's probably more accessible, and he's probably more willing to do it. So, like, who do you think, like, is the matrix of popular but also accessible that would do this in Wisconsin?
So, wait. Now, tell me how this played out, though, first. Like, how did Bryce Harper ask a girl to prom for
Jake
some
Portello,
other kid?
So, Jake Portello.
You know, Jake, yeah.
He goes to Haddonfield Memorial High School.
Okay.
And he lives in a subdivision in New Jersey, and he knows where Bryce Harper lives. He lives in the same subdivision. So he just knocked on the door and said, hey, would you mind asking, you know, my girlfriend to prom? And
for me.
Yeah, for me. Yeah. And Harper said, okay.
Hi, Julia.
I'm going to prom.
How's it going? Jake wants to ask you to prom, so I thought I'd help out. So are you going to prom with him?
Yes!
Awesome! There you go.
And then she hugs him. And
she hugs Bryce Harper. Yeah, she hugs Bryce Harper. And then she's like, oh, you're still here? Oh, okay, I guess I'll hug you as well.
That's a great question. I'm trying to think of who would be the most charismatic and would have the most fun with it, too.
Jordan Love would do it in a second,
you
sounds
think?
Like. I mean, wasn't he out there fixing somebody's tire or something at the gas station or whatever?
Yeah, but
true.
He was driving somewhere. It wasn't like in his house and the doorbell just rings.
I think absolutely that cat's doing it.
A.J. Dillon, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you know, Mr. Right. Wisconsin.
Yes,
I feel like
the mayor of Door County.
He's doing it. I think Christian Yelich would do it. I think if you could get a hold of Christian Yelich, now again, that goes back to the accessibility access
right.
of this matrix that we are creating.
Yes.
But if you could get Christian Yelich and you make a good plea to him, I think he'd be willing to go to a door and ask a young lady to prom for someone else. I did laugh about the, like, so now you're doing nothing. I suppose all the work that Jake, this young man, did was going to the house, which, by the way, congrats on the swanky neighborhood, Jake.
Yeah, well,
if you're
done.
Living in the same neighborhood
yeah,
as Bryce Harper.
Jake's doing okay.
Like, your
tough.
Family's doing pretty well. So he asked Bryce, but then once he asked Bryce and Bryce said yes, then he was done asking, right? Then Bryce was responsible for all of the other things. Have prom proposals gotten a little
yes.
out of control?
Yes. The pressure, honestly, and so many more young people. If you have kids who are of prom age recently, you know, like kids don't, or more seldom do they ask people to prom.
Sure.
Like they go in groups and whatever. And it used to be like if you didn't have a boyfriend, girlfriend, or somebody you were romantically interested in, you just took a friend. Right. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Jen,
yeah.
you and I are friends. You don't have a date. I, you know, let's go as friends. But everybody took a date. That doesn't happen as much anymore. I think one of the reasons is the pressure on the, you can't just ask somebody. You got to have a sign. You got to have a presentation.
You've got to be Instagram.
You got to have a Major League Baseball player knocking on your door.
Box, Major League Baseball
right.
players, diamond earrings.
It's hard for
like,
young
it's
people.
Getting intense.
My kid, took a date and I asked him, so he set it all up and all that and went over to her house. I'm like, well, you're for sure, right? She's going to say yes. And he's like, well, yeah, I double checked on that. So like he had already like asked once and then had to do the double ask to make it, you know, more special.
You have to go through back channels for that. That's what my kids were dealing with. Of like,
channels.
Well, you need to find out through her friends whether that's a yes before you go and do that.
Is that because we're so fearful of rejection
yes.
that like, yes.
I think
absolutely.
It's a little of that. In fairness, I think it's a little too of not wanting to put that other person in an awkward position,
true.
Particularly
yes.
if you're going to have a light up sign and do it in the cafeteria
yes.
in front of everybody.
Yes.
You don't want to put her or him in that spot of like, I actually
right.
don't really want to go to prom with you.
Do you remember being asked?
To prom? Yes, eventually. I was not popular, so it wasn't like I was first or second
okay.
or third or fourth or fifth or sixth. How much time do we have? Or seventh or eighth or ninth or tenth?
Come on.
I eventually was asked
okay.
to prom,
right.
yes. So I also always say this. My dad was a coach at the high school. which, like, any popularity I might have had from being, you know, wonderful, just left because my dad was always there. Like,
right. Do you want to ask coach's kid to prom?
No. All right, guys. See you later.